Hello, you gorgeous kittens. My name's Miss Lucy, and thank you for signing up for the School of Explicit Elocution, where communication and coming combine. These classes are all about helping improve your speech
by strengthening that all-important muscle,
your tongue, in the most fun and unorthodox way possible. Because, as everyone knows, having fun is the best way to learn. Or as we say, pleasure is the best educator. Don't worry, we're going to learn a lot tonight. Let's get started, shall we? Today's lesson will be a workout for your mouth. We're going to focus on improving the muscles in your lips, jaw, and particularly your tongue. Take note, Miss Kitten. We will measure your elocution progress through the amount of ecstatic pleasure you bring to your partner. So I hope you're feeling loquacious. You'll be wrapping your lips around some big, juicy words tonight. Your ultimate goal is to remain focused and in control at all times, even when you might be getting distracted. The first secret of perfect elocution is authority under pressure. Or as we say in this class, authority under pleasure. As for you, Mr. Kitten, your job is a much tougher one. You're going to work on not being in control. Make no mistake, it takes a lot of power to be passive, but it's only by harnessing this power that you will be able to truly master the second secret of perfect elocution. In addition to that, I want you to get her to work hard. Encourage her when she's doing something right and guide her when she could be doing it better. As I often say, this class isn't just about coming, it's about connection. Do you both understand? Say, yes, Miss Lucy. Fabulous. Then let's get started with a warm-up, shall we? First, a simple tongue twister. Just repeat after me and focus on enunciating each and every syllable. Here goes, kittens. Round the rough and rugged cock. This randy kitten rudely ran amok. Richly she rode him. He was hard as rock. Very good, kittens. I'm impressed. Next, we're going to focus on warming up the lips by playing a little game I like to call thrilling trilling. It's very simple. All you have to do is trill your lips as if you're blowing a raspberry. The only difference is, I want you to do it into a part of your partner's body you wouldn't usually touch. Could be their armpit or the back of their knee. This way, it won't just be your lips you'll be heating up. Okay, let's do it. Find a place on your partner's body and get ready to blow air through your closed, relaxed lips. Begin gentle, then increase the power, like this. Now you. We're going to take it in turns. First person, ready? Go ahead. Now switch places, kittens. Come on, don't be shy. And trill. Beautiful. Wasn't that thrilling? The last warm-up before the real lesson begins is what we call a tongue teaser. Again, it's very easy. All I want you to do is use the tip of your tongue to touch and count every one of your teeth. Work your way around and make sure you touch every one. Beautiful. Now, let's do it again, but this time, I want you to find out how many of your partner's teeth you can touch with your tongue. This one's just for fun. Go ahead, Give them the French kiss of their dreams. Well done, kittens. You both get gold stars. Now, it's time to move on to the advanced techniques. Do you have your gag ready? You're going to need it. Miss Kitten, your first task is to saddle up your man. Do it gently, but tie it firm. There are two reasons we use the gag first. To allow him to work solely on his moans and grunts, which will help strengthen the muscles of the throat. And second, to increase the communication of you both. You need to read him by his moans and body language alone. Elocution is about much more than words, you know. Okay, is he gagged yet? Good. Now, lie him down on the couch and run your hands all along his body. Squeeze his arms, his thighs. Wrap your palm around his cock through his clothes. This is just the warm-up, but I want him so warm, he's smoking. Now, begin undressing him. You don't have to be slow. You can be rough. Get his clothes off as fast as possible. I want to see how hard he is for you. Perfect. Now that your mouth is nice and warm and you're feeling connected and free with each other, we can delve into today's material. The first thing I want you to do is just look at it. Gaze at his cock with love in your eyes. Isn't it beautiful? The shape of it, the hardness. Imagine having it in your mouth, rubbing wetly against the back of your throat, filling you up like a delicious dessert. You should be licking your lips. Now, Miss Kitten, I want you to pretend you're about to say the word purple. This will give you the perfect pout. And now, ever so slowly, roll back his foreskin, if he has it, and take the tip of him in your mouth. Make sure there's plenty of saliva. Just the tip. Rub it around your lips and slip it in, then out again. Trust me, this'll feel amazing. The tip of the penis is absolutely full of nerve endings, so you want to make the most of them. And don't worry, we'll be going deeper soon. Lovely. Next, we're going to stay with the lips. Hold his cock in your hand and plant tiny, wet kisses all up and down his shaft. Last time you focused on the tip, now I want you to ignore it entirely. Let your lips touch every other inch of him. If you want, you can kiss his balls, but the cock is our main concern. Okay, enough lips. It's time to use your tongue. Just as you are doing with those kisses, I want you to run the flat, wide part of your tongue all up and down his quivering shaft. Go as slow as you can. You can touch the tip if you like, but not too much. Okay, still with the tongue. I want you to draw tiny circles around the head of his penis. Again, go slow. Slip your tongue underneath his frenulum, the underside of the head, and circle again. Look into the eyes of your man as you do this. He should be begging for more. Okay, enough teasing. It's time we tasted this cock. Slowly, take the whole shaft in your mouth, but don't move. Just hold it there. Experiment with sucking, wiggling your tongue, and squeezing with your juicy lips. Now begin milking him. Wrap your lips around your teeth to keep them out of the way and maintain a loose, noble tongue. The motion of up and down comes from your jaw muscles, so let them do the work. Keep a steady, medium rhythm. We're climbing a volcano, one suck at a time. If your hands are feeling lonely, let's get them involved. Experiment with stroking circles on his thighs or the patch of skin above his cock. If you want to, hold and lightly squeeze his balls. You can also make a circle with your index and thumb and hold the base of his cock as you suck. This will create the illusion of a cock ring, filling his penis with a sense of pressure and making it all the more sensitive. All right, it's time for an advanced technique. If you're feeling comfortable, I want you to deep throat that cock. Now, this isn't for everyone, and it takes lots of practice, so don't worry if it doesn't happen tonight. But if you can, sink it deep past your gag reflex for a moment, and then return to your normal rhythm. Continue with your up and down sucking, and then surprise him with a deep throat every few sucks. Trust me, it'll blow his mind to the moon. He should be getting close. Take it easy. You don't want him to blow before you're ready. How's that jaw feeling? Keep this up, and you'll have superhero throat muscles in no time. Now, we're going to mix it up before we finish, just to keep the energy alive. Is your crushed ice ready? Good. Take a mouthful of the ice in your mouth, and then swallow him to the base. Trust me, the combination of hot mouth and cold ice will be delicious. You can also try holding the ice in your mouth for a few moments, then spitting it out and taking his cock. All right, let's make this volcano blow. Gradually increase your speed while maintaining a steady rhythm. As long as your lips are hard around his cock and you keep going faster and faster, you'll be sure to make him explode. Thank you. Well done, kittens. You've been a wonderful class to work with. Your homework for tonight is to fuck each other until you're utterly speechless. And then do it all again. Maybe get a head start on your homework. Now?
Thank you. We'll be right back. Uh.